Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
everyone, welcome along. This is Pete Evans. You're listening to Spinning Jazz here on Sheffield Live, and that was from 1958. Originally came out on the Verve label. That's a World Record Club pressing from the UK from the 60s. And it's Sonny Stitt on alto saxophone, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Stan Levy playing the drums. And that was a tune called BW Blues, BW referring to Boogie Woogie, with a little nod to Albert Ammons. And it links in nicely with our second track this morning, because this is Albert Ammons' son Gene from 1961 on the Prestige label, the album Groove Blues. This is Ammon Joy, and notable this album for the fact that it's one of only two examples with John Coltrane playing alto saxophone. Gene Ammons and Paul Quinichet on tenors, Jerome Richardson's on flute, Pepper Adams on baritone, Mal Waldron on piano, George Joyner on bass, and Arthur Taylor is playing the drums. Stick around, got great music between now and 11.
Oh,
1957, Riverside Records, G.G. Grice and the Jazz Lab Quintet. That was Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, arranged by Donald Byrd, who was playing trumpet, G.G. Grice on alto sax, Wade Legg on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Art Taylor was playing the drums, recorded in New York. And we're moving across the Hudson River now to New Jersey and forward 4 years to 1961, Rudy Van Gelder's studio, and an album that wasn't released at the time of its recording but came out circa 1980 as part of the LT series. Well, it's finally been reissued as part of the Tone Poet Blue Note series, so it's been given a very nice treatment with lovely gatefold sleeve, etc. It's rolling with Leo Parker, baritone sax, Bill Swindle, tenor sax, Dave Burns on trumpet, Johnny Acea on piano, and on this track, Al Lucas is on bass and Wilbert Hogan is playing the drums. This is Stuffy and this is Spinning Jazz.
Thank you.
1970 Prestige Records, the album Greasy Kid Stuff. That is pianist Harold Mabon, and he was joined by Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hubert Laws on flute, Buster Williams on bass, Idris Muhammad at the drums. And that was a tune called John Neely, Beautiful People, a dedication to Chicago tenor man John Neely, who was responsible for getting Harold his first big job with the Morris Ellis Band. They also worked together in Lionel Hampton's band. Neely, underrated musician, also played alto and bass clarinet. This is Spinning Jazz, where vinyl rules the airwaves.
Thank you. Thank you.